ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह खलौ नष्टतृषाम् एष पुराणार्कोऽधुनोदितः। ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय। दिस् इस् दि फोर्थ् केण्टो चाप्टर् 31 entitled Narad Instructs the Prachetas, and today we're on text number 20. Please repeat. Apahat sakala eshana amala atmani aviratam ethita bhavana upahutah nijajana वश गत्वं आत्मनः अयन् न सरति छिद्रवत् अक्षरः सतां हि अपहत सकलैश नामलात्मानि अविरतमेधित भावनोपहूतः निजजनवशगत्वम् आत्मनोऽयन् न सरति छिद्रवद् अक्षरसताम् हि अपहत सकलैषनात्मलामलात्मनि अविरतमेधितभावनोपहूतः निजजनवशगत्वम् आत्मनोऽयन् न सरति छिद्रवदक्षरसताम् हि अपहत सकलैशनामलात्मनि अविरतमेधितभावनोपहूतः निजजनगतत्वम् आत्मनोऽयन् न सरति छिद्रवदक्षरसताम् हि अपहत सकलैशनामलात्मनि अविरतमेधितभावनोपहूतः निजजनवशगत्वम् न सरति छिद्रवरक्षरसताम् हि अपहत सकलैषणामलात्मनि अविरतमेधितभावनोपहूतः निजजनवशगत्वमात्मनोऽयन् न सरति छिद्रवरक्षरसताम् हि। Ladies, apahata sakalaishanamalatmani अविरतमेधित भावनोपहूतः निजचनवशगत्वमात्मनोऽयन् न सरति छिद्रवदक्षरसतां हि अपहत् वैंक्विश्ड् सकल ऑल एषण डिजायर्स् अमल स्पॉटलेस आत्मनि टू द माइंड अविरतम कॉन्स्टेंटली एधित इंक्रीसिंग भावना विथ फीलिंग उपहूत बीइंग कॉल्ड निजजन ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज वश अंडर द कंट्रोल गत्वम गोइंग आत्मनः हिज अयन नोइंग न नेवर सरति goes away, chidravat, like the sky, aksharaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, satam, of the devotees, he certainly. Translation, being completely cleansed of all material desires, the devotees are freed from all mental contamination. Thus, they can always think of the Lord constantly and address Him very feelingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing Himself to be controlled by His devotees, does not leave them for a second, just as the sky overhead never becomes invisible. Please repeat. Being completely cleansed of all material desires, the devotees are freed from all mental contamination. Thus they can always think of the Lord constantly and address Him very feelingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing Himself to be controlled by His devotees, does not leave them for a second, just as the sky overhead never becomes invisible. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder and Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It is clear from the previous verse that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardhan, is very quickly satisfied by the activities of His devotees. The pure devotee is always absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated, Shrinvatam Svakatha Krishna. By always thinking of Krishna, the pure devotee's heart is freed from all kinds of desires. In the material world, the heart of the living entity is filled with material desires. When the living entity is cleansed, he does not think of anything material. As the mind is completely cleansed, one attains the perfectional stage of mystic yoga, for then the yogi always sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. Dhyanavastita tad gatena manasa pasyanti yam yoginaha. As soon as the Lord is seated within the heart of the devotee cannot be contaminated by the material modes of nature. As long as one is under the control of the material modes, he desires so many things and makes so many plans for material sense enjoyment. But as soon as the Lord is perceived in the heart, all material desires vanish. When the mind is completely free from material desires, the devotee can think of the Lord constantly. In this way, he becomes completely dependent on the lotus feet of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau kripayatava pada pankaj sthitadhuli sadrasham vichintaya. My dear Lord, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Shikshastika number 5. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur prays, Ha ha prabhu nanda suta vrishabhanu suta juta karuna karo hai bar. Narottam Das koi nahili horanga pai toma bina ke ache amar. My dear Lord, you are now present with the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Now, both of you, please be merciful upon me. Don't kick me away, because I have no shelter other than you. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes dependent on his devotee. The Lord is invincible, yet he is conquered by his pure devotee. He enjoys being dependent on his devotee. Just as Krishna enjoyed being dependent on the mercy of Mother Yashoda, thinking himself dependent on the devotee gives the Supreme Lord greater enjoyment. Sometimes a king may engage a joker, and in the process of joking, the king is sometimes insulted. The king, however, enjoys these activities. Everyone worships the Supreme Lord with great reverence. Therefore, the Lord sometimes wants to enjoy the chastisement of his devotees. In this way, the relationship eternally existing between the Lord and his devotees is fixed, just like the sky overhead. Om Agnana Timirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namam Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sintho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Apahata sakaleshanam alatmani aviratam edhita bhavanopahutaha nijajana vashagatvam atmanoyan nasarati chidravat aksharah satamhi. Being completely cleansed of all material desires, the devotees are freed from all mental contamination. Thus, they can always think of the Lord constantly and address him very feelingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing himself to be controlled by his devotees, does not leave them for a second, just as the sky overhead never becomes invisible. You cannot get rid of the sky. You can pollute it. You can ignore it. You can maybe even deny it, but it's always there. This is the wonderful example. And we've heard a hint of this already in previous verse. What forms does the sky take? Right now the sun is in the sky, so it's daytime and the sky is full of light. In the nighttime, the sky is full of darkness. But it's the same sky. It looks like the opposite thing, but it is the same sky. Sometimes the sky has clouds. Sometimes the sky is clear. So in this way, in chapter 14 of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes there are three modes of material nature. They're constantly vying for supremacy. And he even indicates that a person should not be disturbed. He should not hanker after any one of these modes when it's absent. Neither should he lament when any of these modes is absent. That means that these modes are going to be there. The sky is always going to be there. And it's going to be in some condition. You have to be conditioned. You don't have a choice about that. You cannot change it. We call this Jaiva Dharma or Sanatana Dharma, the eternal constitutional nature of the living being, vis-a-vis the Supreme Personality of Godhead especially. But when we speak of relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we automatically are speaking, we are unavoidably speaking of relationships among all living beings as well. You cannot get away from relationships. You cannot get away from absolute truth, eternal existence. So we exist in this sky that is compared to Krishna here in this verse. And the three modes of material nature are like the condition of that sky. You cannot escape conditioning. You can only choose which conditioning you prefer. Do you want to be conditioned by Mahamaya? Or do you want to be conditioned by Yogamaya? But you're going to be conditioned. That's inescapable. Now, commenting on these verses, all the acharyas have said more or less the same thing as Sridhar Swami. And first of all, it's pointed out, apahata, the first word of the verse, in the Madhva line, they accept a different reading here, which is apagata. But the meaning is the same thing. In one case, it's killed, and in the other case, it's gone. But it's the same thing. We're talking about sakala eshana. Eshana means all of your desires, from ish. Icha is another. We have icha means desire, and eshana means desire. It's a strange grammatical quirk. They both come from the same root. But sakala eshana, when we are amalatman, when our when our soul, when our mind, or the Atma here means mind, is completely cleansed of all these material desires. Aishana. It means, Aishana means that thing which impels you to do something. Where do you invest your volition most of the time? That's what we're talking about. What is it that really moves us? What makes us tick, as we say in colloquial speech? So when all that, all those motives, if you will, when they're all gone, apagata or apahata, when they're all cleansed out of the mind, then aviratam. Aviratam means without any break. We can constantly, and edhita, increasingly, and bhavana, with bhav, with feeling, upahuta, we can call on the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his characteristic manner, he elaborates on exactly what we're talking about here. He says, Hey, Hari, Govinda, mama prana vallabheti. Mama pranaika vallava, he says, the only dear one in my life. When we approached the holy name of Krishna with this attitude that you're the only thing dear to me in my whole life, none of us can honestly say that this is the case right now. I won't say none of us, most of us, because this statistic is provided in Shastra, therefore we know it's true. Several times in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna confirms and describes and explains how it's actually very rare to become Krishna conscious. It's not rare because it's difficult. It's rare only because we're not interested. We're not interested. We have invested our faith in something else. Therefore, Krishna says, what is that verse? Man nishthas tat parayana? Who knows? From Bhagavad Gita. Yes. He says, when we've invested our mind, our intelligence, our desires, our faith, everything when it's focused on Krishna. I remember Tamal Krishna Goswami one time, he was giving an interview, and one reporter was saying that it seems like you Hare Krishna people, you all have one track mind. So Tamal Krishna Goswami very, very astutely edified him. He said, no, we have multi-track minds, but every track is on Krishna. So that's what we're talking about here. That's what Krishna is talking about here. And that will affect this condition that Krishna is specifying for us. Yesterday he gave us a simple formula. This is actually not in Muni speaking. Dayaya sarvabhuteshu santushtya yena kena va sarvendriyo upashantya cha tushyati ashu janardhanah. If you want to know how to please Janardhan, then here's a hint. There are four ways. Show mercy to those who are less fortunate than you. No matter how bad it is, anybody here undergoing the trials and troubles that are inflicted upon you by Saturn? If so, you know very well what I'm talking about. Anyway, there are, in many ways, the Supreme Lord, through his agents, Mahamaya, through her agents, you can see her just on the outskirts of Vrindavan when you get to the Mathura Road, the big 200-foot-high Durga Devi holding her trident, you know, she's quite capable. And each of the points of those tridents is like one of these modes that we've described. The light, the darkness, the clouds, those are respectively sattva-guna, tamo-guna, and rajo-guna. They bewilder us in so many ways. They impel us to act in so many injudicious ways. And then we have to suffer on account of what we ourselves have done. The seed that we have planted, we have to eat that fruit eventually. Activities are considered to be like seeds. How many different kinds of seeds are there? How big is an avocado seed? About this big. Some seeds are even bigger than that. How big is a poppy seed? Very difficult to see it even. all different thousands, billions of different kinds of seeds in this world. You plant them all, and each one will fructify in a perfect system. This material world is planned obsolescence. It's not perfect. It's not supposed to be perfect. It's supposed to frustrate you. But that's another matter. If every seed were to fructify, then you would realize that every seed is fructifying at a different rate. Some seeds can sit in the ground for hundreds of years before they fructify. And some seeds are so potent, all you have to do is put them in water and they will sprout even without soil. So there's all different kinds of seeds and they have all different kinds of reactions. When that seed turns into a plant, Rupa Goswami describes in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are different stages. Basically, there are two stages of karmic reaction. One of them is called Prarabdha Karma. That's what we're undergoing right now in this life. And the other class of reactions is called Aprarabdha Karma. And Aprarabdha Karma is also called Adrishta in the Purvamimamsa Darshan. The unseen aspects of karma. The seed is planted. That means the activity has been performed. You have planted that seed. It may not have yet fructified, but when it does fructify in the mind, then there is some trace left in the mind, some subtle, you know, in potentia, we would say in Latin. There is potential for another creeper or a tree or plant of some sort to grow in the mind, in the form of your vasana, your samskara, your mental inclination, your mindset, your worldview. This is called samskara. There are two things that you can be in this human life. If you choose to be a scripturally correct human being, then you become samskrita. That means to say your samskara has been refined. And through that process of refining your mindset, your psychology, if you will, you have become what we call shishta, a cultivated, educated, realized human being. That's if you follow the path of dharma. If you instead follow the path of going with the flow, or just doing whatever, what does Krishna say in chapter 16? In the end of chapter 16, anybody know the verse? Kama karata, impelled by desire. Then you remain prakritaha. Prakrita means wild, uncultivated, natural. So we have these two kinds of languages, prakrita bhashayin and samskrita bhasha, the refined language and the natural language, or the vernacular language we say in Latin. So we have these two kinds of people also. There are wild people, undisciplined people, natural people. It's not really natural because our jiva dharma, our real nature, is to be dharmic. But uncultivated people, I should say, and the cultivated persons. So the prakrita jana, they're also called prakrita sahajiyas. They are the ones who are not so concerned with discipline. They're not so concerned with working according to shastric injunction. Dvau bhuta sargauloke smin daiva asura evacha. Vishnu bhakta smrito daivo asuras tad viparyayaha. The Puranas tell us. These two kinds of persons are there. Generally, the demons tend to be prakrita janas, ordinary materialistic persons. They're uncultivated. They may be biologically, anatomically correct human beings, but they're not really human beings. Because dharmasya hina pashubhisamana, Hitopadesh tells us, without dharma, you remain an animal. For every intent and purpose, you remain an animal without dharma. Therefore, This is the thing. We have to somehow figure out how to bring our mind to this Amalatman platform that's being mentioned here in this verse. So that's the process of bhakti yoga, and the Vedic process in general is intended for that. When we become fully purified, then we can constantly chant the holy name of the Lord with increasing feelings. That is the significance of the second line of this verse. Avirata medhita bhavano upahutaha. Upahuta means to call someone, to summon someone. That's upahuta. And that's what Vishwanath Chakravarti is describing in his commentary here. When he says, you have to call the Lord with the attitude that he is the only dear thing in your life. In fact, sometimes we translate pranavalabha means more dear than life itself. The gopis, they forgot about themselves when they were in so much of a rush to go and meet Krishna upon hearing his flute. The flute is what summons the gopis, ahuta. When Krishna wants to enjoy the company of the gopis, he signals them by his flute. And when they hear that flute, they go mad. Do we go mad? Have we even heard the flute? We chant it 3 times a day. Do you know this? It's called Gopal Mantra. Those of you who are twice initiated, you know. Gopal Mantra is considered to be the sound of Krishna's flute. So when the gopis hear this sound, they completely lose their minds. Avirata. Aviratam edhita bhavana. And they have ever-increasing ecstasy every day in the spiritual world. In pure devotional service. Spiritual life means simply in pure devotional service. Every day is more ecstatic. Someone asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what is your favorite preparation, prasadam? Because we know he used to like to take this namkeen chivda. He liked that kind of thing. So someone asked him one day, what is your favorite preparation? And he answered very sharp answer. He said, each one is better than the last one. That is realization, my friends. That is appreciation of Krishna Prasadam. So this is the idea. Aviratam edhita bhavana. Now, edhita, it means increased, ever increasing. This is the exact word that has been used by Kunti Devi in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Does anyone know the verse that I'm thinking of? What is the verse? Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribhir Edhamana Mada. This is our condition. We're increasing our infatuation, our obsession with either prestige in the form, here in South Asia it takes the form as good birth. In America, nobody has a good birth, so in the West in general, the samskars have not been maintained, and so therefore it's not an issue. But we can translate widely in the sense of prestige. Prestige motivates a lot of people. So janma, aishwarya means to have enough wealth. That is something highly appreciated here in South Asia as well. We experience, those who come from the West, that virtually every social interaction is aimed at separating our wealth from our wallet. So, janma, aishwarya, shruta, to be very learned, is considered to be a great opulence. And shri, to be very beautiful. To be very beautiful. Anyone ever been to Israel? All the Israelis are very beautiful. Sometimes also Prabhupada said, the Italian women are the most beautiful in the world. But actually the Brijvasi women are the most beautiful women because they love Krishna with this attitude of avirata edhita bhavana. So when they call Krishna through his holy name, he has got to respond. Why? This is another thing that's being explained here. I think it was Vamsidhara, one of the minor acharyas who follows Sridhar Swami. He points out that this the reason we're talking about Krishna has lost his independence in this verse. Srila Prabhupada has also emphasized that aspect in his purport. And he explains that this verse is telling us why Krishna has no independence. Nijajana vashagatvam. He becomes completely under the control of his devotees. Sri Krishna Akarshani is one of the six characteristics of pure devotional service. It attracts Krishna. It's irresistible to Krishna. In fact, one of Prabhupada's godbrothers wrote, this principle is so attractive to Krishna that it is, you can say it's his weakness. God has no weakness. The word here is used. Akshara. What does akshara mean? Nothing ever diminishes, but he loses his independence in the face of pure devotional service. So one will naturally be interested. Therefore, pure devotional service is being characterized here. The first thing, first things first, the first line is the most important. Apahata sakala ishana amalatman. You have to become pure in heart. Then, aviratam etita bhavanopahuta. You can call the Supreme Lord. You can constantly chant the holy name of the Lord in that humble state of mind that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also taught us. More humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than the tree, respectful of all, not expecting any honor in return. Then, as Kunti Devi told us, when we are materially exhausted, then we can actually chant the holy name of the Lord with feeling and edhita bhavana, with ever-increasing feeling. This is the idea here. Now, ayan means janan. The Lord knows that he has this nature. He knows that this is his weakness. Therefore, he does not award pure devotional service very easily. You want moksha? No problem. You want aishwarya, shruta, shriya? All these things that we mentioned, that's not a problem for him. But it is a problem for you. Because not only will they take you down, but they will disappear. Everything in this world will vaporize in due course of time. So what is the point? What is the point? Now we have a short window of opportunity. Tadapi adruvam artadam. Prahlad Maharaj says, although this human form of life means shastrically correct human form of life, although it's very short, but it's very, very valuable. Arthadam means it can give you a very valuable thing. It's worthwhile. So, nijajana vashagatvam atmano ayan nasarati chitravat aksharaha satamhi. He never leaves the devotees. Just like the sky never leaves. But if you want Krishna in his Swayam Bhagavan form, then you've got to meet these qualifications. That is the subtext of this verse. It's a hint being given by Narad Muni. If you want to capture the Lord in your heart and keep him there, you can do this. Devotees have done this. It's possible. And it's very simple. I said simple, not easy. It's very simple to do. But we have to cultivate that desire by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hote Hote, we will become pure in mind. And that is the significance of a word that the acharyas have not commented on in this verse. So I'm going to add something here. Nasarichit chitravat, just like the sky, you never lose it. It's always there. So similarly, akshara, the unfailing Supreme Personality of Godhead, satam he is there, but only for the sat. Sat means satam. How many, who knows, think of a verse in which you've heard this word, satam. Huh? Vidhunoti sukhrit satam, someone says. What's another one? There's so many. Satam prasangam amavirya samvedo? Or? Huh? What about nirmat saranam satam? This Bhagavatam is addressed to the satam. And the acharyas have commented on that verse. This is the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. I think it's Jiva Goswami in particular. He says, Satam. Satam particularly means someone who is sushrushu. Sushrushu. What does sushrushu mean? We translate it as submissive, and sushrushu certainly means also submissive, but submissive and eager to hear. When we are sushrushu, we are eager to hear submissively. In other words, when we're ready to learn something from someone, then we can hear. The Bhagavatam is addressed to these persons. And how do you become sushrushu? That's also the formula is given in the same chapter, chapter 2 of the Bhagavatam. Sushrusho shradhanasya vasudeva katharuchi. If you want this ruchi that we're speaking of, you've got to serve the mahat. You've got to serve the great devotees. Then we become sushrushu. Until we serve the great devotees. Now, what is the second verse? Dharma prosita kaita votra paramonyanamat saranam satam. Vedyam vastavamatra vastu shivatam tapatrayon mulanam. What's the next line? Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamuni Krite Kimva Parayarishwaraha Sadyo Hridi Avarudhyate Atrakrati Bhihi Sushrushubhi. Sushrushubhi Tatkshanat. The Satam devotees are the Sushrushus. The Sushrushus are also characterized in this verse as being Kriti. What does Kriti mean? Pious. Yesham Twantakatam Papam Jananam Punyakaramanam Te Vanvamoha Niramukta Pajante Mam Dridhavrataha. Krishna tells us, he's giving us a hint, chapter 7, text 28. If you want to serve me like this, Avirata Edhita Bhavano Pahutaha, then you have to be pious. You cannot continue indefinitely engaging in Vikarma Yoga and think that it's going to get you anywhere other than your starting place. It doesn't work. It's a concoction. Study Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Texts 12 through 15. And you will see every variety of adharma under the sun categorized in 5 ways. And we are guilty of all of these. That's called prakriti sahajya. We're guilty of trying to invent a new category of called vikarma yoga. Vikarma is not yoga. Vikarma is viyoga, separation. So we are separated by our sinful activities, and sinful activity means to do something that's not enjoined in shastra, to do something other than your duty. So if they want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that's good. It will act for them as bhava oshadhi, the medicine to bring them out of that mode of existence. But sadya avarudhyate, the Lord is not immediately captured by those persons. The Lord, when the sushrushupi kriti devotees, when the sat devotees, satam, when they speak about Srimad Bhagavatam, or when they hear about Srimad Bhagavatam, or vibrate the Srimad Bhagavatam mantras, the Lord is instantly captured within their heart. That's what we're talking about here when we say, Nasarati Chitravat. So, Sadyo Hridi Avarudhyate. He is pulled into the heart and kept prisoner there. He is bound in the heart. Just like Damodar was bound to the Ulukala by Mother Yashoda. Only because they are Satam. Only because they are pious enough to become Shushushu. Only a pious person can hear submissively. The impious person, he'll have doubts, he'll challenge, he won't come at all, whatever. You see? So, the Satam devotees, he, what does the word he mean? Last word of the verse, only them. They only can capture the Lord in this way. So when the Satam Sushushus, when they hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, or when they chant the Srimad Bhagavatam, they capture the Lord in their heart in exactly the same way that it's mentioned here. So I saw that connection with the same word, Satam. These are just a few things we can think about. There's much, much more, so much more. But we just finished the month of Damodar. We were worshiping Krishna, in which he, what is that? Iti drik svalila bhirananda kunde svaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. He declares to the world, look at me, I'm tied to this mortar by my mata. Yashodaya garhamulukhalena gokantapashen nabhadhyamanam rudodamandam navanita poji govinda damodara madhaveti. Mother Yashoda has taken this makhan bhoji, navanita bhoji, the plunderer of butter, and she's tied him to this ulukhala. And there he sits, rubbing his eyes and crying because he wants butter and he can't have it. And all of his friends are pointing at him and making fun, and all the gopis are giggling and looking at him, and he's completely and thoroughly humiliated and tied up and incapable of doing anything, including fulfilling his own desires. The all-perfect, all-powerful, all-opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead is reduced to this state through the power of love. So many things we can say about that. But this is how Prabhupada concludes his purport. Madhuryena samapayet, it said. You should conclude an endeavor with something sweet. So. And he also says, here's another interesting point here he makes, that sometimes a king may engage a joker, and in the process of joking, the king is insulted. What is that? One of those beer ball stories, Akbar. He asked his minister, what's the difference between you and an ass? And he answered, oh, about 6 feet. So this is what a joker does. So sometimes Krishna, he likes. Everybody is, with their motives, approaching the Supreme Lord in awe and reverence. And they're offering some homage and whatever. That's okay. Krishna appreciates. But how many people are so intimate with the Lord that they can actually come and smack him in the face and say, you little squirt, if you do that one more time, I'm going to really tie you up. This is Mother Yashoda's position. And Krishna enjoys that. He enjoys that. Iti driksvalila bhirananda kunde. He submerges his devotees in the ecstasy, and he becomes lost in that ecstasy himself. In his own lila, he becomes overpowered by yogamaya also. Everybody has lost it in Vrindavan. Everyone in Vrindavan is certifiably insane from a worldly perspective, including the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's also forgotten his own identity. They have no idea. Yesterday I was in Varshana, and I was looking around on the way back from this program there. I saw a big pile of rubbish and an enthusiastic group of fat pigs rummaging through it. And I was thinking in my mind that these Brijavasis, they don't realize that the demigods are all worshiping them. They have no idea. They think they're pigs. Or they think they're just ordinary cowherd women. Or they think whatever they think. They have no idea. That is the function of yoga maya. In exactly the same way that we have no idea that we're eternal servants of the Supreme Person, because we've chosen to become covered by Mahamaya. You're going to be covered. You're going to be conditioned, as we said in the beginning. You have only to choose. Which one do you prefer? If you prefer yoga maya, then ananda kundenima jantam. Krishna will drown you in the kund of ecstasy. Ananda kunda. Ananda kunda. And if you choose Mahamaya, then Krishna will drown you in the ocean of material existence. So either way, you can take Bhavasagara or you can take Bhaktirasamrita Sagar. That's all. These are a few things we can mention here. I should stop because I know it's getting late. It's very late. I'm sorry, I've gone over time. But if anybody has any questions or comments, we can take.
Hare Krishna Mukunda Datta Prabhu. This is about the mind. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all the dirt in the heart, in the mind, they get out. But in another hand, we heard that to have a peaceful mind, we should not recall the past events of our life, to not agitate the mind. So if these events remains in the heart, so what will be the elimination?
Yeah. Did everybody hear the question? Let me rephrase it just in case. We know that as long as we are chanting Hare Krishna, then the mind is getting purified, but we also know that sometimes crazy thoughts come into our mind just because of our samskaras, and what about that? That's what you're asking in effect. If you have a cup of ink, it's black. If you have a cup of milk, it's white. If you have a cup of ink and you want to make it into a cup of milk, you just keep pouring milk into the ink. What happens? It goes from black to very dark gray to very light gray to perhaps beige. And then finally, if you just keep pouring the milk, it becomes white. And there's no more any trace of ink. The mind is like that. The mind has to be purified simply through constant practice and detachment. And this is the most potent means of doing that, this process. Shrinvatam Sukata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ityadi. Another very similar verse dilates a little bit upon that, expands on that, when it says, Pungsam Kalikritan Doshan Dravya Deshatma Sambhavam. Sarvan Hariti Chittastho Bhagavan Purushottama. The Lord within the heart, he removes three kinds of anartas. Those that we're bringing with us from the past life, those that are the effect of our association currently, and those that are the effect of our facilities, are the limitations, we can say, of our karma. All these things, they serve to keep us contaminated in one way or another. But for somebody who hears the holy name and who hears submissively the holy name and who hears submissively from the Srimad Bhagavatam, for that person, he's on the fast track to purification. There are other systems, and they should be followed because Prabhupada had instructed us to do so. The Varnashram system, cultivating jnana, performing austerities, giving in charity, performing sacrifices of various sorts, these are all very good things. They help as well. They create the fertile ground in which this seed of bhakti can be fructified a lot sooner. They help us to become kriti, which is what allows us to become sushrushu, which is what makes us satam, which is the level on which we can actually apply this verse. So we just have to be very patient. We have to be very patient. When a metal smith is bending iron or forging iron in different ways, it's not an easy process. It hurts to be pounded by a hammer every single day. It hurts to be put into a forge and heated up until you're red hot, white hot. It's not easy. It's painful. But gradually, every single day, if we're doing that, we may not notice a difference from one day to the next. But if you make a mark of your situation 6 months and then come back after 6 months, you will see that there has been progress. Bhakti is like that. Isliye Rupa Goswami says we have to become utsahan nishchayat taryat tat tat karma parvartanat. We have to become enthusiastic. We have to become patient. We have to become determined. We have to make sure we're actually following properly. We have to keep good association. We have to give up the bad. These are the formula. Is that okay? Anything else? I think it's very late. One more. Detachment means you do it. You just do it. That's detached. An attached person will say, but. No buts. Just do it. The mind is a toggle switch. It's binary function. On, off. Sankalpa, vikalpa. That is only two things the mind does. So you just flip the switch. It's not a big deal. It's a very simple process, as I mentioned. But you have to do it. It's not complicated. It's a decision, that's all. We're all making a decision at every moment. So this decision has to be guided by the intelligence, but the decision has to be made. That's what the mind does. So that's detachment. You just flip the switch off, and then there's no more Maya. All the way in the back. Jorse shout karo. The difference between lamentation and regret. Well, I think we're getting a little off topic now. So that maybe after the class we could discuss that because it's already late. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.